Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, also the Trump Tax Cut, also Deduct Everything. You're starting to get the picture. She's all about taxes, and we have been so educated by her over the years. It's always rock solid stuff. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back.
Well, this is a very exciting time, isn't it?
Yeah, we're living the Chinese curse, aren't we? May you live in interesting times.
We certainly are. And, you know, as you were saying just before we went on the air, every time we turn around, they keep changing the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the minute we think we understand something, it changes again.
Well, and I think we have to attribute this in part to the unprecedented nature of all this. And I do think as quick as I am to be irritated by people who don't get their act together, I am finding myself more patient than maybe I would be ordinarily, because I realize you and I both know that in order to distribute the kind of money that they're talking about with the PPP program and the CARES Act, out to up to 28 million small businesses in a matter of a week or two, in order to do that, money, by the way, that did not exist 3 weeks ago, it wasn't in the world. It's being printed, so to speak, as we speak. And in order to do that, that's a lot of moving parts. That is an unprecedented way. The SBA is never designed for this, and nor were our banks. What do you think?
You have a lot of different agencies involved with a lot of things, and with the IRS stimulus. And the thing about the IRS is, with this whole COVID-19 shutdown, nobody is in any of the offices. Everybody's working remotely, and the IRS just announced yesterday that they aren't processing any paper returns of any kind. There's nobody there. There was a story somebody told me about a big truck full of tax returns going from one processing center to another, and when it got there was no one there to receive it.
Wow.
So, you know, people who need to do some back filing aren't able to do that. There are a lot of really interesting provisions in the CARES Act that go retroactive to 2018, and nobody can actually get those things processed. So you can't fax in powers of attorney or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole system is breaking down, not just because of the huge thing that Congress passed, but because of COVID-19 shutting everything down and nobody being able to go to work.
It's not just hurting people. It's disrupting the dynamism of our society and our marketplace. That's what it's doing. And it's really, you're right. And there's so many little links in the chains that are breaking down. What are you hearing from the people you talk to about receiving help from the government, from either the emergency EIDL loan or the Paycheck Protection Program? What are you hearing from your folks about that? Anything at all?
I'm not hearing anything about that. What I'm getting are a lot of questions from people who want the stimulus checks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, question after question, and a lot of it is from people who haven't filed tax returns for years.
Wow.
And now suddenly they want a piece of
the pie. They're not going to get a check, are they?
Sooner or later, they will. Yeah. Do you?
You're talking about the $1,200 check per person, $500 per child, or something like that. The on top, every American basically is supposed to get this. Go ahead quickly. I got 1 minute.
Let me explain how that's supposed to work. First of all, it's an advance. So it's an advance credit for our 2020 tax return for next year.
It's not just free money.
Good news.
It's just money in advance.
Well,
I got you.
It's free money in advance. But the good news is for people who aren't able to catch up and file now, who are dependent on someone else's return this year or last year where they're sorting it out, when they file their 2020 tax return, if they haven't gotten it yet, they'll be able to get it then. And if they get it now and their income ends up being too high for 2020, if anyone ever goes back to work, then they won't have to pay it back.
Very interesting. I'm going to get Eva Rosenberg to catch us up and continue this discussion after the break. 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.